Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, December 9th, 2025. Indivisible Bangor's weekly No Kings Vigil is today. They have one every Tuesday from 11 to 1 at the Federal Building on Harlow Street, where Susan Collins has her Bangor office. Organizers say, quote, drop in anytime between 11 and 1. Bring signs, bring flags, and bring your voices for chants and songs, end quote. You can get more information at indivisiblebangor.org. Later today, Dr. Nehru Shah, who served as Maine CDC director during the COVID pandemic and is now running for governor, will have a town hall in Bangor. The event will double as a food drive for local food pantries. The announcement from his campaign reads, quote, this will be a great opportunity to hear directly from Nehru, ask questions, and share what matters most to you and your community. We encourage attendees to come ready with questions. As Nehru likes to say, there is only one rule, no easy questions. Nehru is excited to listen, learn, and engage with you on the issues that matter most. In the spirit of supporting our neighbors ahead of the holiday season, we'll also be hosting a food drive at the event. If you're able, please consider bringing a non-perishable food donation to help families in need. We're collecting items for local food pantries, and items in high demand are peanut butter, canned tuna and chicken, pasta, pasta sauce, cereals, and granola bars. We hope to see you there. Let's come together, talk about the future of Maine, and support our community, end quote. That's happening today at the Bangor Public Library. Doors open at 5:30 and the town hall begins at 6 p.m. They are asking that people register. The link to register is rather long, so I'll put that on the archives with today's program at weru.org. You can also, this is a shorter, easier to remember email address. For more information, contact Kira, K-I-R-A, at shahformaine.com. Tomorrow is Ugly Sweater Day in Belfast. Our town Belfast says participating businesses will have special offers for people who come in wearing one. You can find details on their Facebook event page. Just search for Ugly Sweater Day Belfast, and I'll post that link as well. And we haven't done this for a while, so let's take a look at what was in the news in the Maine newspapers 100 years ago today on December 9th, 1925. In the Ellsworth American, there was a report of a holdup near Ellsworth. Prospect Harbor, December 7th, special. Lamont Perry of this place tells a thrilling story of how he was held up by three men while driving home from Bangor Saturday. The holdup occurred about 2 miles above Ellsworth Falls. The bandits were in a closed Studebaker car, which they placed across the road, and with revolvers in their hands, ordered Mr. Perry to throw up his hands, which he did. They relieved him of $16. And finally, in the Portland Press-Herald, quote, many pedestrians on Congress Square about 2:30 yesterday afternoon paused, stepped to the edge of the sidewalk, or backed against a building, craned their necks and turned their eyes skyward, eyes directed over the roof of the Universalist Church. Others joined the skygazers and, seeing nothing, turned their eyes inquiringly on their neighbors. And then, reverting their gaze aloft, their curiosity was rewarded. They saw a flock of birds, apparently English sparrows, thousands of them it seemed, rise from the church roof and circle over the edifice. And as they circled, there came smaller flocks, groups of 100 or 200 birds from the north and from the west, which joined the main flock, and after a few circles, settled again upon the church roof. Again and again this spectacle was repeated, the main flock rising and circling above the church just before a smaller flock arrived. From the east and from the north and the west, the small groups came, until finally, in the late afternoon, when it had seemed the original flock had doubled in size several times, they all rose into the air, higher than any of the previous soarings, and after many circlings, whirled into line and headed southward in grand march formation. That means we better look at our coal bins and dust off our heavy wraps, remarked a gray-bearded man of probably 70-odd years who had watched the movements of the birds. Not much more warm weather after that. The songbirds, wild geese, and crows flocked and went south weeks ago, and now that the sparrows, the hardiest and sturdiest of the feathered tribes who stayed longest with us, have decided to migrate, watch out, winter is not far off, end quote. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.